One. Hello and welcome to the Breaking Free podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Francis. Today, I'm very grateful to be joined by Harley Gonzalez again. Last time Harley was on, he was the nature man, Harley. Harley's had an interesting 12 months. He'll one day probably go into all of that, but Harley's back on now. He's done another pivot. He's gone back and he's doing the shamanic stuff still, but doing some men's coaching in like collaboratively with that. And his content's been really good lately. He's really getting into the men of our age group. He's 29, I'm 30, of helping our young men of today because we all know what they're doing. I used to do it. Harley used to do it. And Harley's on today to have a chat about all things men, all things holistic health, and wherever else we go. It might be a real deep chat today. So, Harley, welcome back. 12
Thank
months ago
you.
to the day we did this. So it's interesting you're back on again
Oh,
now.
really? Is this our 12-month
It
anniversary?
is.
That's a that's yeah, I love that.
How good is it?
That's a
Harley,
little
how you been
moment we
going,
just
bro?
had.
What's been going on?
Bro, just a lot of work. And reintegration, rediscovery, transmutation, alchemization, and just a little bit of transformation. It's all the same thing, really. But
It is.
yeah, actually just leveling up.
Yeah, and
So
how's that?
a
And
lot
how
of
have you
painful
felt?
work, a lot of painful work, and a lot of really, actually, some of the most challenging times in the past or since last year that I've ever had in my life. But I've actually, if I'm sitting here and I'm going to be honest with you right now, I've never felt more solid. I've never felt stronger. I've never felt more clear within myself. And I've never felt more centered.
I can see that, I can see that in your content too. And I can definitely see it physically for you as well. Like you're looking real sharp. Well, last year you're a bit skinnier. Now you're sort
I look like I was just come off fucking 12 months building a railway in like 1940 or something, like a slave worker. Like it, I was not in a good shape.
Nah, but you're looking good now, man. Got the long hair in the
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm
mo.
growing. I want to see how long I can get it, eh? It's good.
Nah, awesome. So, Harley, so. Yeah, obviously over the last 6 months, you've sort of come out, you've rebranded yourself, you've come out as the men's coach to help men reconnect. What's the one thing you're, oh, there's heaps of things really, but this is probably a discussion point. What's the one thing you're finding with the young men of today that they sort of really need that kick up the ass, man, with?
I reckon the one thing that's actually been missing for men and young boys and just young teens, well, in life in general, is actually initiation. There's no initiation into the
Nah.
certain stages of life. So whilst, like, yeah, we've been the fucking, like, the, oh, I don't know what you'd want to call, I've been that guy, you know. I've had that mo those times where all I did was party, or like I did heaps of drugs, or did just, you know, doing all the things that actually within myself I knew wasn't good for me. And I was just filling a void. And that's all anyone is actually doing when they're doing that. No one does this sort of thing because they're inspired to do it, because they really love doing it. They're doing it because they're afraid to feel something, or they feel like something is missing and they don't know what it is, and they're trying to put it back, put something in there to fill its place. And a lot of this comes from the fact that we, like, for example, we both speak about pornography. Okay, and drowning ourselves in, you know, sexual attention for validation or whatever it might be, you know. But growing up, we actually were never taught what to do with our sexual energy. We were
That's
just
true.
fucking went to class at like 9 o'clock in at grade fucking seven and told, look, put this condom on this banana, and that goes in that. And it's just like we were not told anything. But then we're fed with porn from a young age, like. I'm not sure if you remember in school running kids running around with porn on their phones and,
Yeah.
you know, like even DVDs and all sorts of stuff, you know what I mean? And this is this new phase of your life where you're experiencing all this like influx of testosterone and new energy and this new way of seeing, like at the time in your life, girls, you know what I mean, with the feminine. And it's really exciting. But you haven't been taught, like we haven't been taught how to manage that. So from the get-go, we like pulled a shit straw at the end of the day. Like we got to be self-accountable now that we have that wisdom and that knowledge, and then change that path. But at the same time, we can't beat ourselves up on it too much because we were never taught anything else. So it really feeds into that, like not being initiated into those certain stages of our lives. If it brings us to where sort of we are now, where men, you know, they're getting on the bags on the weekend, And they're just drowning and then just having heaps of alcohol and just trying to pick up, you know, and then you're a fucking legend if you can just keep picking up. And it's just like, it's not real for
No.
starters. There's nothing real about it. It's all actually this facade, this, you know, it's got nothing, it's got no body, it's got no foundation. It's really weak, you know. I'm not calling men weak that are doing it, but it's actually a weak way to, you know, structure your life and perceive yourself as a legend for doing these sorts of things. Did I answer the question? I just went on a
Yeah, you
tangent.
did. No, you did. It was good. 'Cause I'm gonna use that now. I find it as like for me, it was I was in like that lust. It wasn't real love, it was lust, right? It was from all the porn. Like mate, I was exposed to porn like 9, 10 years old, and then it was
Me
just
too,
that,
bro.
yeah, it was like that lust. It wasn't even love, but I didn't know what love was. Like I thought that like I was programmed like that was love, because well, we know porn's fake. So you're watching a lot of porn.
But we
Porn's
didn't back
fake, then you're
then.
having no, then you
We
think that
thought
you're
that was
having
the way it was,
thought
you
that
know?
that's how sex was. Then you sort of go on that awakening journey and you go, well, hang on a minute, that's not like they're actors on a screen too.
Hundred
Obviously,
percent.
that's not love.
It's not that there's nothing love about it. It actually, every like most of the thing, esoterically, do your viewers like they love that deeper stuff, hey? Okay, so yeah, esoterically, all that pretty much 100% of the acts, the sexual acts that are actually conducted in a pornography set, are designed to actually take you away from love. So
Correct.
there are positions that you can do in sexual intercourse that actually summon entities that'll come and feed off of you two together and just fucking drink the life force out of you because you're dispelling it. It's like leaking from your left, right, and center because you but none of you are like, yeah, there's no container for cultivation, and it's a discharge of sex energy. And that's why men after sex, they feel either depressed, they feel not non-motivated, tired, like they can sleep easy, they don't want to get up. And if you, for example, like just an experiment for the men watching, if you abstain from masturbation or sex, like if you're not in a relationship, go for more than a week, but for a week, and then ejaculate, see what you feel like afterwards, not just instantly, but over the course of a whole week. It'll change your whole entire week. But yeah, no, pornography is not love. And those sorts of sexual acts are not love. Like when you experience love, it is something way fucking different. So yeah, and all men actually want love. That's one of the core needs and core desires for, I'd say, all men, you know. But they're so afraid of letting it in because most men have actually been have had really big fucking heartbreaks, you know, and it usually takes one giant heartbreak to close a man off. Just one, you
Yeah,
know,
and
and
it's usually that first love, or it's usually the first woman they lay their eyes on, which is their mother. That's this, and it's opposite for the female. But this is about men. It's the father for the female. It's the mother for us, you know. That
that's
sort
true.
of plays out in our life, like where we start
100%.
to then attract women of that nature because we're still seeking that validation, we're still seeking that attention, that love that we never necessarily got.
100%. And we will never get that from a woman until we can learn to give it to ourselves because we have
Correct.
the within us. So one thing actually, I realized I had an epiphany this week when I noticed that my left and right hemispheres of the brain had become really in sync because I've been really ambidextrous, like on both sides of my body, not just with writing, but like with my foot dominance and everything, like when I'm switching up. And it's actually been because of the fact that I've been reintegrating and really focusing on my relationship with my own feminine nature and on like internally for me. So that's actually really cool. No, I just thought I'd put that there. What I was gonna say, I was gonna say something.
But you touched on semen retention too.
Yeah.
What led you down that path?
Well,
Because
it's in my chart, like my astrological chart, that I have like a different perspective on sex, right? But I've been doing it for like 3 years, and I remember where I first got introduced to it was when I read Think and Grow Rich. I don't do this for money or anything like that. But back then, when I read that chapter on sexual cultivation, this was years ago, I would have been like maybe 14 or 15. I'm like,
Yeah, wow.
bro, that's wicked, you know? I thought it was really, really cool. And it just sort of stuck with me. I didn't really practice it. Like, it was just like cool, you know? But over the course of my life, I've always found really mastered men, like spiritual men, like really wise men to be really interesting. And I've been like, oh, I want to be like that man. You know what I mean? Like that's what I want for my life. I want to have that mastered sort of aura about me where I just have the answers and I can hold myself true. You know what I mean? That's what I really wanted. Like I saw that as being like a real good quality of like a warrior, you know? And that's just the way it sort of went to. And I started researching it for like spiritual growth and all this sort of stuff. I started to notice the effects masturbation was having on myself, like the depression, the shame, all this sort of stuff, because I didn't feel good afterwards and I felt like I was doing something dirty, which I'm not saying it is. You know, I'm not saying it's a dirty thing, you filth. You know, that's, please, men, don't feel like I'm having a judgment on you because I'm not. But that's how I felt when I would, you know, drop my phone down after I'd watched some porn or something like that. And I'd just be like, what have I fucking done? You
Yeah.
know what I mean? I've just wasted my life force. I didn't at that time know it was that much life force that I was wasting, but I knew it was doing something because I was not feeling good, you know? And I was like, all right, I'm just going to stop that. Like, I'm just going to stop doing that. And I just sort of went cold turkey. And it had, like, I had sort of, there were some side effects of going cold turkey, you know, because what happened was I, like, out of the, avoidance of feeling that pain, you know, of feeling the depression that comes afterwards, of feeling the lack of energy that comes afterwards and the shame or whatever it might have been, you know, and just the not wanting to let almost my life force go, you know, on anywhere other than growing it. The avoidance of that actually, without the knowledge of like the deeper knowledge of what I was doing, I sort of cut my connection below the waist. So I sort of lost that connection with my body for a while. I forgot he was there, you know, and I had like that had an effect, you know, and it created lack of confidence. It created all sorts of stuff because what happens when I get with, like, when I find a woman and I've just like not been with my fucking penis for 2 years or a year or whatever, you know, I'm just like, well, what's going to happen? And I had no confidence in myself and my ability to actually use that sex energy that I'd been cultivating, you know. So it's been a massive journey, but that's sort of what really brought me into it. And over the course of the years, a lot of the learning that I've had has been from nature, out in nature, communicating with like the plants and the trees and the animals and everything like that, teaching them, like they've been teaching me about sort of my sex energy as well. But also, I've had other things like literature online and things like that that I've been reading. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I can resonate with that, man. 'Cause I started this about I reckon end of 2022. And it's like, you know, I haven't had physical contact with a woman for like 3 years. And yeah, you're sort of in that upper chakra stuff and you sort of forget that you've got the yeah, I can resonate with that, man. 'Cause I was like that probably from I reckon for about 12, 18 months. And it's
Yeah,
only
me
like in
too.
the it's only in the, like the last 6 months, like start of this year. I'm like, well, how can I cultivate and channel that energy because I was resonating that. It's like I've forgotten I even had that fucking area down there, right?
Well, I had that realization for myself when, like, permission to go deep and a little bit authentic. Yeah, like, hopefully it's not TMI for the viewers, you know?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not, you know? A little bit of leakage in the sleep once. Waking up and being like, what the fuck? Like, that hasn't happened in years. Like, what's happened
Yeah.
since I was like a early teen or something like that? So there's this like this buildup of sexual energy that you haven't been actually using can like productively because it's in there, it's got to be used. I can't just sit there and do nothing. So it ends up sort of finding its way somewhere. Like water will always find the creeks and the crevices and find its way through, right? So will energy. Energy moves just like water. Like your sex energy is magnetic. It moves just like water, you know, and it'll find the cracks and the crevices and it'll come out where it needs to. That's why building your sex energy up is going to really highlight where you need healing, where you're not seeing yourself, where you feel ashamed, where you feel guilty, and all this sort of thing, because it's going to find all the cracks in your field and it's going to see through them. And that your sex energy is essentially light. It's God. So it's going to put shine light on all the shadow, you know. So that's one of the other benefits of actually doing it.
It
And
is, yeah.
hey,
It is 100%. I'm
okay.
disagreeing with you.
Yeah, one of the actual epiphanies that I had a realization based on feeling what it actually feels like when your sex energy is really starting to fucking cultivate and grow. Like, you've been doing it for a couple of years now. You've been consistent with it. You've been not just like cold turkey for 3 years, but you've been learning about your body. You've been adjusting accordingly. You know, that sex energy starts, it's a picture like a cauldron, like a witch's cauldron on the bottom of your, like, it's called the lower dantian, men. Like, it's about, I'm going to stand up.
Yeah, if you're on video, you're
Right
standing
here.
up.
You
Yeah.
know, I'm going to close this
Harley's standing up for those on Spotify. Harley's standing up and
Yeah.
showing the viewers as
Oh, is
well.
this not video?
It is both. It's both. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm standing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just underneath your belly button, there's like picture a cauldron and there's a fire underneath it,
There
right?
is.
And you're when you ejaculate, that fire goes out.
Yeah.
So then the cauldron, the water, the energy, sex energy, picture of water, and it doesn't really bubble much anymore and it starts to settle. So then if you keep doing it, men that keep doing it over and over and over again, it starts to create sort of like, you know, when you just leave stagnant water in a pond or something like that, it gets that mossy, moldy stuff on it. That's what's going to happen to you. You get sick, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically. When you maintain it and when you cultivate it, that coal underneath the cauldron starts to really fucking burn, you know, really get hot. And then the liquid starts to bubble. And what your sex energy turns into is a steam and a vapor that actually travels up your cerebral spinal fluid. And it travels all the way up. And what you can actually feel when this is actually really happening and you're really starting to cook, you feel this like it's a really warm feeling. It can become nauseous, like nauseating. And it travels all the way up. It also has like a bit of a fuzzy feeling. The other day I felt it traveling up through my stomach, through my solar plexus, into my neck, and into my throat. And I held it there. That's where I held it, and it did so much for me that day because I went into a super creative space. I had a lot of sexual healing where I healed some shame on myself, like, over the course of my time where I wasn't doing this sort of stuff and I was losing myself in women and I was masturbating and all this sort of thing, I was sort of ignoring the call of my own soul. The innocence within me, my inner child, he was getting hurt by what I was doing and I was ignoring that. And he still felt ignored and I felt that pain that I had caused myself and I acknowledged that and I accepted that and I fucking came and gave myself a big hug and love, you know? That happened because of the fact that I was able to get that sexual energy up through my body and into the places where that trauma had been stored.
And for someone listening, how would someone get that energy up through the body? Like, I do the same thing you do. I know how to do it. But for someone listening, how can they get that? There's techniques, obviously, but what would be one that works for you? There's heaps of them, though, isn't there?
Yeah, what I personally recommend is building your sexual energy. Like, it's no good to turn off from masturbation altogether and go cold turkey because that's how you lose connection with yourself. I throw away the phone completely.
Yeah.
I throw away the imagination. Throw away your imagination of thinking of another person or thinking of some act happening, because what that's actually doing is creating sex. Like, this is going a bit deeper, bro, but I'm going to get to your question.
I don't mind
Okay,
it.
cool. Because what
Yeah.
happens when you're a magic being, and when you do things, you create certain things in thought form. So when you're actually masturbating with the highest power that you hold, like, that is your creative essence. So when you're masturbating with thought, you're creating a motherfucker of a thought form, like a huge thing. So if you're masturbating at the thought of another person that you know, you're creating a thought form around them. So
Yeah.
that thought form will end up following you and them. So that's like sexual magic that's no good. You can hurt yourself through that and you can cause pain to another person through that. So try and limit the thought of another person unless you and that person have mutual agreement. So consent, you know, and then it's healthy, you know. But enjoying yourself, bringing yourself to pleasure, patience, as the moment you start thinking of something else, you got to stop. You got to stop what you're doing and come back to center. This is going to help you with your woman too, when you have a woman that you love, because the moment that you leave your body and you enter your mind, you've left presence. So, and you need to stop. Stop what you're doing, recollect yourself, reconnect with yourself, go again. All right, keep doing that. Do not finish, like get to the end. Do not do it. You know, you're gonna have mishaps. You're not gonna get it fucking right straight away. You know, no one does. But do your absolute best. Learn yourself, like learn from yourself, learn from sort of where your levels are at. There's a couple of exercises that I'll teach just on this call, but the next ones will be easy and really quick.
Yeah.
So what happens is you're building your sexual energy up in that moment, and because you're not discharging it through the fucking, you know, through the end of your shaft and somewhere else, you're keeping it within you. Then really focus on engaging yourself, just being really present. You're going to start to feel that energy carries forward with you through the day. When you feel that energy with you, try and use it instead of ignoring it. So instead of being like really inspired and creative, but sitting on the couch watching TV, go and do something that's creative, you know? Instead of feeling energetic, like you could fucking move a mountain, and go in and eat a big fatty meal because that's your habit, which then nullifies you, go and do something active and proactive. You know what I mean? Like, it's really about being connected in with yourself and the energy levels that you're starting to feel, and learning how to use that energy. A way to bring the energy up, there's a lot of pelvic floor exercises that you can do. And I'd recommend doing them in the shower and through the actual day when you can. And that is engaging the pelvic floor, okay? Holding it for a couple of seconds and then letting it go, okay? Don't do this too much, because it can have some negative effects as well when it comes to being able to hold your yourself when you're in intercourse. Okay, so you got to be able to learn how to control that muscle, because a lot of men have no control of that muscle. And you'll know this if you okay, you'll know if your pelvic floor muscle, I'm going deep, bro, so
Yeah, go for
I'm gonna keep, you'll know if your pelvic floor muscle needs work if you sit on the toilet to do a number two, right? And you, let's just say you need a number one as well, you need a pee, but you can't hold the pee in while you're shitting.
it.
Like, that's a good practice. Start
Yeah.
holding it, do your thing, get up, and then piss. Don't piss sitting down. All right. That, when you get good at that, that's a good exercise. You don't even have to do the pelvic floor muscle exercises if every time you go to the toilet, you do that. Over the course of time, you're going to get control over yourself and you'll be working independently. Make sense? Cool. And the last one was, I haven't done this for a while, but I was doing it for a long time and I really liked it. It's a Qigong exercise. You do Qigong?
Yep.
Shower. Correct me if I'm wrong on this one.
Yeah.
Breathe in through the stomach, right?
Yeah.
It's a full abdominal breath. So you'll know if you're having a full abdominal breath, because not only is your belly sort of expanding out outwards in the front, but to the side and the back, you'll be able to feel it push through the back as well, right? Breathing in through your stomach. And as you breathe in through the stomach, you're letting your balls drop, right? As you're breathing out, you're sucking them up. So it's an exercise. Do
Yeah.
that. Hold them up, and then when you're ready to breathe in again, let them go. Right? Just keep doing that. And that's having control of your body. This is Qigong, this is energy work. It's really good.
It's powerful, yeah.
Yeah, it's really powerful.
Is. And it's something that, and this is the thing you said, I'm going to circle back to something you said earlier. It's like it's not taught in school for a reason, because
Yeah.
this is proper sexual education that's just that needs to be. Well, clearly they are using it for nefarious reasons, but this is what needs to be shown to people, because that's their power. And I say it too, like, man, you're shooting away your life force energy into the sheets, into the tissue. Like, we can create so much with that energy, as you said, but it's about understanding how powerful that energy is, because you're taught and shown in school in the movies and TV shows that that energy is just
Nothing,
useless.
it's just jizz, you know.
Yeah, it's
But
more than
really,
that.
what's in that is all the minerals that you need for your organs to heal and regenerate.
Correct.
Like your organs will regenerate because of the qualities and the minerals and everything that is held within your semen. If you're letting go of that, then your organs are suffering, your brain is suffering, your spinal fluid is draining. It's like you're running out. And when you run out of that, you die. Like you actually die. You can die from too much ejaculation. Like the Taoists say that one ejaculation is worth one breath. That's what they say. Like at the moment you ejaculate, you lose a breath of life. It feels like a lot more because it can, when, okay, in the context of you being in a relationship, not being single, when you have, this is the same for women too, actually, but I'm going to specifically speak on the men. When you're in connection with your partner and you're in a place of love, in your place of presence and just joy, and you're having sex, the moment you ejaculate, that connection's severed straight away. You can't stop it. Like it's impossible to keep it. That's why you ejaculate and then you're like, oh, can I go again? Like fucking, and you roll over. Unless you're just fucking in animalistic mode, which means you weren't in love, okay? So you were animalistic mode and then you just want to fucking pump again. But that is no good because of the fact that you are in animal mode. You're in the breeding program and you're being sort of used by a lot of fucking entities surrounding you that are feeding off your energy. It's not a place of love, and it's causing damage to the innocence within you and the innocence within her. And if you want to grow as a man, you'll start to stop doing that.
Powerful.
Yeah, there's a time and place for in a place of love, held in a container of love, and it's used to heal those parts that are unseen, unmet, and that people are ashamed of and hurt about, and all this sort of thing. There's a time and place to use these things, but when it's not held in the container of love and it's not used for a place of healing and alchemy, it actually destroys.
Yeah,
So,
that's so true. And sex is healing.
yeah, it's meant to be. That's like, it literally is medicine. There is no greater power that will transform you than sex.
Correct.
It's fucking magic, But the thing is, law of polarity, it's atomic. You're using atomic power. So an atom can create a fucking atomic bomb, right? And it'll level the whole city. And it can also create a child and bring a child into the earth. So it's a power, but it's up to the person holding the power. You can use it to destroy and lay waste to your inner world and your environment and your relationship over the course of time. Or you can use it to build something that's really magic.
Yeah, correct. And that's something that our younger generation needs to sort of be shown, educated on too, because they're running on what they've seen and heard, in the movies, TV shows, people around them, like sports stars and all these things. That's what they're basing their sort of programming off, and it's not necessarily the right, well, not really. It's not really the right thing to be doing.
I know. From the young age, like we have our idols,
Oh, I do,
these
yeah.
idols, yeah, this these men that we look up to, and a lot of the time, as a kid, when like as a teenager, when we're sort of in that environment of like wanting to connect with the opposite sex, this is what where we're focused, where our focus is, because that's part of our life's journey at that point in time. So obviously, our idols are going to be connected to a man's ability to have what we want, which is female attention at that point in our lives. So the men that get the most women and that are sleeping around the most, to us, a lot of the time, are seen as legends. Like, this is our idol. And then
Stifler is one comes to mind.
Stifler is the perfect fucking example, bro.
Was he was mine at like
Like, this
15.
guy is the man. Yeah, bro. I
Had to,
completely forgot about
yeah, no, I had to say that because he was mine. That's who I based
that.
mine off. Charlie Sheen's another one, Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, Charlie Sheen, right? Just smooth men that just made it look fucking easy, it's true, but that's all programming, guys. Like, that's designed to get you into that place of, and then they tell you the truth in these things too, because these men that are picking up all these women are always the most fucking lonely and the most depressed men in the group.
And
You
they
know,
were.
and they were, the ones that were truly fucking happy, which were the ones with really beautiful wives or in relationships that they fucking loved, and it obviously didn't look so bloody inviting as that young
They were painted out as the loser.
they were, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But it's the opposite in real life.
because they make the fucking manho the one that has the Lamborghini, and they make the one that has the beautiful wife as the one that has the fucking
Yeah,
minivan,
it has
and
nothing, like nothing compared to
nothing.
the sleazy rich guy that's like
Yeah, I
the
know,
kid with
dude.
the hot tub. Yeah.
Psychological fucking, it's a psychological game, and they're programming us through all the things, the movies, the everything, you know. And like we once had, like the tribal people knew this. Like that's why initiation was so big, and they'd take the boys away and they'd take the teenagers away,
Yes,
that
that's a
sort of
big
thing.
one.
Yeah, the initiation, like they bring them into this part of their life so they know who they're becoming and they know what's going on in themselves and they know they've got the support around them to handle it. And that's what we need more of now.
100%. Because I don't know about you, but for me, my last 4 years have been that initiation to being the fully functioning, empowered adult. Because back then, like that, in tribal days, that happens at 13, 14. There's boys and men out there that haven't even gone through that yet, and they're in their 50s, 60s, 70s, mate.
And
That's
the thing is,
concerning.
you see these people, these men, they don't. Why is it that these men that weren't brought into an, I'm not saying that this is the cause, but I'm saying it's definitely a contributing factor.
Contributing factor, yeah.
Why is it that these men that are still doing these things, right? Now, what we're talking about before, the way these men are speaking about women,
Yeah, bro.
the way they just speak about women, you know, just like they're a fleshlight. It's not.
Pet pieces of meat, bro.
Pieces of meat, you know, and yes, granted, like women do that to men too.
I was
Some,
one of those guys, so I'm resonating with this.
yeah, like we don't get taught respect, they don't get taught how to connect with the opposite sex. So, why that comes from not being taught how to manage your own sexual energy.
100%.
That 100% comes from being taught that, and it's like arrested development. You're talking to a 50-year-old, but a 14-year-old prepubescent, horny little boy that doesn't know how to manage his dick is operating the vehicle, you know, like that's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to shame anyone,
No.
I'm just speaking logical.
And that's the thing though. Like, how does like it doesn't matter what age you are, like you can start doing this work.
Oh, 100%. All it fucking takes is a decision that happens in a moment
And a seed to grow.
and a seed to grow,
And
which is what
literally, like
people
this
to
work we're
fucking grow.
doing is anti, it's like you can stay young and vibrant.
Yes.
18 and still have a solid heart
Oh, fuck yeah.
on.
Fuck yeah. You do semen retention properly, you won't look 80 when you're 80. You'll look fucking like 50 or something like that.
Interesting thing you bring up, because I still do a bit of work in schools myself.
Sorry, bro.
And yeah, no, you're right, bro. I might just pause it actually. One, as I was saying, Harley just moved rooms. As I was saying to you, Harley, as we were talking before, it's like when I like you feel like you're going through that initiation. Like, yeah, as we just said, you can be 80 years old and have a hard on and you can look younger. Now, I still do work in schools, and a kid to me yesterday goes, "Oh, how old are you, Nathan?" I said, "Oh, I'm 30." Kid's like, "You don't look 30." I went, "What, do you think I'm older?" I'm like, "No, you look like you're 21." I said, "Yeah, I feel like I'm 21."
Do look at, bro. Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
you actually do look younger.
Yeah.
And yeah, and you can obviously say too, it's your lifestyle. You're not, I don't drink anymore. I haven't drunk for 3 years nearly now. And yeah, and I don't do those things anymore. So like all those things, all those toxins, they're all, you know, that toxicity makes you look older than what you are, but it's also that
Oh,
sexual energy too.
yeah. Well, the sexual energy is larger, like
Yeah.
as a it has a much larger influence as a single thing, but like the people that are riddled with toxins, they're the drinking and they're eating like shit. But it's accumulation of that those toxins over the course of a long period of time that's created that. So the moment you start getting rid of that, you're going to start reversing things. You know, your mineral balance is going to start coming on. Your hormonal balances are going to start like coming back together. So you're going to have these physical effects of returning back to a state of, you know, health and balance and youth. But in terms of a single thing having the most impact, it is sexual energy.
100%. 100%. And you get this glow, you get this aura about you. And this is another topic I want to delve into, the
Bro,
sexual energy
chicks
too.
find you sexy.
They do.
They do. They just
They
want to be around.
stare.
Yeah, they do, man. And it might not even be sexual attraction. You know, these women will find you safer. They will find you more interesting. They'll find that they want to learn from you more because you're emulating this presence of a man. Because without your sexual energy, there is not much man in you at the moment. You know what I mean? Because your manhood is gone. It's in the carpet, wherever it might fucking be. You know, but it's not cultivated and grown within you. So the more it grows, the more masculinity you're actually going to put out there just standing around. So I'm not saying that sexual retention makes you sort of sexy and they want to put you into the like get you into bed. That's not what I'm talking about. That's completely against the this actual conversation because it's not about that. It's actually going to make it's charisma, right? So I'm going to go, right? It's you have more charisma, which is chrism, right? Like you can get chrism out of charisma. Chrism is your cerebral spinal fluid. That's what it is. And chrism, Christ, your Christ within you is your seed. That's your seed. Grow it, cultivate it, nurture it. That's how you become a Christed one.
And learn to combat those distractions and those enticements. Like when I always started this journey, Harley, I know for me that I would get those urges. That's what I was looking for, urges. It was coming, urges. And you'd find yourself looking at the girls on Instagram, and then you'd find yourself da 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 over here. It's like those urges are the most beautiful lessons or tests of growth. Because it's like,
100%.
are you gonna go there?
Yeah,
Like,
that I had that too, man. Like
same.
I had that too, and
Such a
that's a
battle.
yeah, it's a natural occurrence because when you decide to do the sexual retention, what you're also deciding to do unconsciously is begin not listening to lust, right? Because when you're actually having sex, wanting that ejaculation, like yo, oh fuck it, this is gonna feel good, you know, whatever, that's lust. You're chasing this thing out of lust, and men that are chasing women, like, you know, oh my God, oh, look at that ass or whatever it might be. This is lust, you know. So the moment you start retaining your sexual energy, you're unconsciously deciding to combat lust, which is the lower prime, like primal sort of desire, you know. Also, when you begin, and if you're not using that energy to create, you know, you can use it to heal or whatever you need to do. But if you're not using it at all and you've just been like, oh, no more fapping, but I'm going to continue life as is, right? Your sexual energy is going to fucking build and you are going to get horny, like really horny. So anything that shows an ankle, you're going to be like, damn, bro. Like this is good stuff, you know? So you got to be mindful of that too. So yeah, I went through that as well.
It's literally it's like another initiation. I found that too. Like it took me probably a good 12 months to actually harness that in. And that's just being patient with the journey, right?
Because you got to not be like annoyed with yourself, you know.
I was.
Yeah, I was too, you know. That's why I'm saying it, you know, like from our lessons, guys. Like,
Literally learn from us here.
yeah,
Speed up your process here.
you can like put 5 years into one, you know what I mean? And do it all in a year, but when these things through what I was feeling was shame, like I was failing and I wasn't doing good enough and I was a degenerate still and all this sort of thing and I wasn't an enlightened fucking master and it's been 12 months, you know. But what you got to do is actually sit with it and feel it and let it come through you, but not actually act on it. That's all it is. Not act on it.
Correct.
Feel it, just don't act on it. Let it go, you know, and then move on. You know,
Yeah, and
that's it. That's stoicism, not
it's just yeah, and the just and it's like do some push-ups or go for a walk, grab a drink, like
bro,
do something else.
I'll link push-ups to something in a second
I thought
because,
you would.
but I really wanted to say something, and I've fucking lost it. If it comes through,
Would
it was about that sort of letting it come through. Oh
and
yeah,
feel it, yeah.
you don't let it come through, and if like the stoicism is the decision to not act on it. That's all it is. It's the decision. It's not to not have the thought. It's the decision to not follow the thought and keep going down that rabbit hole. Because when it comes in, it's like a Willy Wagtail. It comes in, it's like, come have a look at over this, you know. And if you're not sturdy and true, you'll go and follow it. Stoicism is just the act of not acting on it. But if you try and not have those thoughts and beat yourself up, that's suppression. And those thoughts are going to build and build and build and build and build. And eventually you're going to have so much fucking desire and lust that is buried within you. It is going to pop. It's going to come out somewhere and it's not going to be pretty. So let it come out, let it come through, and just don't act on it. Simple. But what I was going to say was push-ups, okay? When you said, when you have this feeling, do some push-ups. Push-ups single-handedly helped me quit cigarettes as a pack a day smoker, because that's what I did. The moment I wanted a cigarette, I'd go get down and even just do one push-up, because I was breaking that pattern. All addiction is, like, ejaculation is an addiction.
100%.
Orgasm is an addiction. Masturbation, porn is an addiction. Any addiction, all addictions is just a loop. It's just a feedback loop, and you're going around in a cycle. All you have to fucking do when that loop comes back around is flick a switch and break the loop. And simply getting down to do some push-ups and then leaving the door, like walking outside your bedroom when you're wanting to watch some porn or something, is breaking the fucking loop. And you've changed your paradigm for that very moment. And what you're doing is leaving that thought form and entering another. And that do that repetitively, you will quit.
Sounds
That's
have it.
all. That's all it fucking takes.
It's just replacing that. It's a habit. Like, what does every young man do before they go to sleep, bro? They just put porn on. So it's replacing that habit with something else. Like, you wake up in the morning. What's the young man do if they're not next to a woman? It's replacing that habit with another one. You're right.
100%. Get up and make your bed.
Yeah.
And men, what they get from ejaculation is a real quick fix of dopamine. Like, it's really quick dopamine. So they feel good temporarily. It doesn't feel good for long. It's actually really minuscule in how good it makes you feel. But it does make you feel good, right? There's this high sense of electricity and everything like that. But it's a dopamine hit. It's cheap, right? So it doesn't last long. It's addictive, so you want it more. And you'll never be satiated. You will never be satisfied with it, and you'll just keep wanting more. What you'll get from actually doing something different that's constructive is real dopamine. When you achieve something, you have dopamine. It's good dopamine because you've achieved something. It lasts longer. It has body to it. It's solid. It's got some structure around it, and it's going to stay with you. So do those things. Chase good dopamine. Don't chase the shit stuff because it's like fucking crack.
Yeah, it's like a quick fix. It's like a short-term gratification. It's like chase the long term. Like, set a goal for it too. Like, something so simple.
They put a scan on people's heads when they reached orgasm, right? And the orgasm, the ejaculation, was the same, pretty much the exact same feeling and sensations going on with the brain as when someone shoots up heroin.
Yeah,
That's
right.
why it's so addictive. That's why, that's how I'd imagine heroin would feel like. You have a shot and you're like, oh, like you fucking jack off and shoot a load, or you're having sex and you shoot a load. That's how you feel. You're like, oh, like everything in me is gone.
This leads us down another sort of conversation now, is like there's that separation between ejaculation and, like, you can still orgasm without it. And that's being able to feel that bodily sensation of what it actually is.
And keep it.
Yeah,
Keep
correct.
it, right? This is the best fucking thing. So, if you're single, it works. If you're in a relationship, it works. If you're in a relationship, it can work far faster and far better, if you're both on the same page. When you're not achieving orgasm, not chasing orgasm,
That's for her and for that's for her too.
both the women, it's harder for women. It's harder for a man not to ejaculate. It's harder for women to stop, like, chasing orgasm, because it's like it's a feeling. It's like, oh, I really want that fucking orgasm, but that's for them to discuss.
Correct.
So what was I going to say? When you both stop chasing the orgasm, or when you stop chasing the ejaculation and orgasm, and you're building that sexual energy up, you're maintaining that orgasmic energy, both of you, or singularly just you, over the course of time. Right, you can have an internal orgasm in the moment in the moment, and you can direct it up your spine or something like that. You can actually direct it into certain areas of your body. Like, if you're feeling pain, you can direct it into your stomach or your lungs or something like that, which can help you get rid of grief. However, over the course of time, because you're maintaining that sex energy, you will walk like you're floating on a cloud. And that cloud is like an orgasm. It feels like bliss, right? The moment like your woman looks at you or touches you, you're having an internal orgasm just at a look, you know?
Yes.
You're walking around with such a heightened sex energy that nothing can touch you, man. Nothing. Like, no fucking entity can come even close to you because you are shining so fucking bright and pulsing so hard that it just shatters every illusion around you. You know what I mean? And the only thing that can exist in that state is true love. You know, you're in a place of love and you're walking through with love and you're literally a walking, breathing orgasm at that point in time. But it takes a little bit of time to get there. That's like a goal. But that's the epitome. That's what you want to get to. You know, take a bit of time, but
It
you're on the way
will.
already. Yeah.
And that's the thing too. And to probably wrap this thing up soon, Charlie Harley. Now we've been going for probably about an hour or so, but I just thought, actually, if there's a man out there watching this and they're in our age group, a bit younger, a bit older, what would be your advice for that young person to sort of start that journey of the sexual self-discovery?
The first step would be don't try and do it too fast. Like
That's good advice.
our generation and the younger generation have this addiction to quick fixes. That's the dopamine thing I was talking about. You know, the swipe and like, swipe and like. All good things take time. So be patient with yourself. The first step is to wipe out the porn. Don't do it. It's a simple step, you know, and anyone can do it, you know. Because the moment you're looking at a screen, you're not with yourself. You're in this artificial world, this digital world, this not real world, looking at something that's not real. It's actually quite, for lack of a better word, you know, like demonic. Like it's not good.
No.
Move it away from you as far as you can, and keep it away. Focus on that because you're going to want to look at it. You're going to want to grab it. Just focus on that as your first step. Once you get good at that and you're like, oh, I don't need it anymore, probably take about 21 days. You know, that's how long it takes to form a habit. Probably the same amount of time it really takes to break a habit. I don't know if that's true, like
I think
true or
it's
not.
different for everyone.
But yeah, probably different for everyone.
Yeah.
I just went cold turkey with it, you know.
So
I just made a decision, you know. Throw that away, okay? And then start focusing on your thoughts, you know, really watch your thoughts and starting to manage those better. And ask yourself a question: is this in alignment with the highest good of my own heart? Like, and if your internal answer is no, then don't follow that thought. You know, if your heart is like, yeah, this is nice, like I feel good with this, you know, then sit with that. But if it's like, no, this doesn't feel right, because my intuition is telling me that's not right, this might be lust, this might be something else, then let that go too. You know, but be patient with yourself. This will take time. We've been coded and we've been fucking programmed to think certain ways and do certain things. When it comes to then having pleasurable moments with yourself, right? Take your time again. Be patient. Be present with yourself. If you want to have a sacred fucking relationship full of love where she just loves you, you know, she just knew, like she's beautiful. She's just really free and she's only got fucking eyes on you and she feels safe and she feels loved. She's going to need you to be present. So you can't be present with her until you can be present with yourself. Focus on presence. And until you get that right, don't worry about anything else. Then focus on maintaining that seed. You know, if you want to start with maintaining that seed, like this is not how I did it. I just went straight fucking no porn, no fap, as you know.
So do I, bro.
But this is how I would do it if I went back. It would create a stronger foundation moving forward, you know. This will take time and it's a serious mission. It's a lifestyle change. Don't do it for a month. Like if you make this decision, it's a decision that you're going to take through until the end, you know. Like you don't want to get to a point like 3 years in where you're doing great. You're not going to want to turn around and do the opposite because it'll feel horrible. You're not going to want to do that. So know that this is a decision you've just made and love that about yourself, that you've just committed to transforming your life and coming to a place of true love within yourself and self-love, because this is the highest form, one of the highest forms of self-love that you can do. So take your time with that and really learn and listen to yourself, you know.
I love that, bro. And there's probably another discussion point we could probably have before we do wrap it up is the whole dating app thing. Like, that's another big thing in our age group, is the constant swiping and yes and no and all that stuff.
Depends on why you're on the dating app. When I was on the dating apps, I would never even message anyone. I'd just get the matches and like, oh, someone liked me, you know?
I saw that video you did about that.
And I just had no interest in fucking messaging, you know? It happened a couple of times where I'd message or something like that, but it's just the amount of matches that I had for the amount of fucking conversations that I had was astronomically different. I just throw them away, you know? This is a world now where we're moving digital and everything's happening digital. And just for the sheer sake of men losing confidence to being able to go up and speak to a woman, you know what I mean? Like, we need that skill as a man to be capable. We need to be able to communicate with other people. We need to be able to combat shyness and combat our introversion, and be able to muster up some courage to stand in front of a woman, you know, or even just speak to a woman on social media. Yeah, that's fine, but swiping for like it's again, this is just dopamine. This is just
This
cheap
is an
dopamine.
interesting conversation point here, bro, because we could probably get a woman on and actually have a chat about this from a woman's
Yeah,
perspective. We should do
let's
that. Put a call out, you and I, right now, live. What? Because this is the question a woman should be able to sort of answer too. But I'm going to ask you because I already have a feeling that we should actually do a woman one with this, with you and I here. Is from a from a young person's perspective, they will debate or combat what you just said because there's programming and fear out there that that woman might say that that man sexually is sexually harassing them. Or is, you know, and then that man's scared of going up to that woman because that woman might call whatever. And that's sort of the block there. And then men are scared to do it because they don't want to get met with the accusation
Rejection
of
and
they're going up there
accusation
to.
and fear of rejection as well. I'll
Yeah,
address it. I'll
100%.
address it, right?
Yeah,
I'll address the rejection first. Okay.
go.
You're gonna have to get used to rejection. You're a fucking man. Like, get
Correct.
used to rejection. You are gonna get rejected a lot. I have walked up to women and asked for their number or tried to even just have a conversation with them, and the look on their face was like repulsed on me. Like, it was just
Yeah.
repulsive. One of them said, "Ew, yuck," and walked away. You know, like, I have been fucking rejected, dude. You know, it's fine. Like, I'll never see that person again. You know,
Yeah.
yes, that it will create like feelings of wounds that you'll have to go and heal, but that's fine.
100%.
Like, don't ignore that too. But when it comes to the accusations, don't walk up to a woman and grab her on the ass.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I'm just going to address it in stages. Like,
Yeah, okay.
that's harassment. Yeah, don't go up and speak with a woman sexually off the bat. She hasn't given you a cue that she permits that. You know, if you do that, that is disrespectful and that is harassment. So if she says you're harassing me, you are, and you should have a look at yourself.
100%.
Get permission to talk about this sort of thing with her first, you know. And she's not going to give you verbal permission, so you're going to have to learn how to like watch and listen and feel her communication back to you. Is she opening herself up to you or is she not? Secondly, if you're going up to and with a kind heart, right, but you find this woman interesting and you're attracted to her and you talk and you're just being nice and she comes back at you and says she's harassing you, she's a fucking idiot and she doesn't deserve you, move on. Simple. You're not
But
harassing.
that's the societal programming, the
It
societal
is.
block for it. It's so big.
It is. It is,
Like
but
you
you
and
don't
I
have
could
to.
grab a microphone right now. We could walk down the street of the Gold Coast or Sunny Coast, and every young bloke would say the exact same thing. I don't want to be accused of anything.
Well, bro, I've been accused of a lot.
Yeah. Oh.
And I've fucking reciprocated the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, you're gonna have to just get around. You're just gonna have to get around. You can't take that obstacle and decide, you know what? Fine, I'll retreat into my room and sit on my phone and talk on Tinder. What that is you saying there's an obstacle out there, I don't like it, and I'm just not gonna have a bar of it. I'm not gonna play the game.
100%.
This is not
It's 4 o'clock.
masculinity. Like, this is
No.
you sort of turning away from challenge. This is you turning away from and another initiation, you know, fucking get into it, rip in, you know. It doesn't have to be on the street, you know. You can message someone online that you're following. You can slide into the DMs with some nice stuff. You can even be on dating apps with the genuine intention to find someone that you want a connection with. But the thing about the dating apps is it's a dopamine thing because it's a swipe, you know, like
Yeah.
you're getting that match, yada yada yada. And then it's this culture about DM, like the pickup lines, you know, not real, not true. Like it's not how we speak as humans, and it's silly, you know, it's immature.
Yeah.
And it's not a showcase of you as a human. So you're instantly on the back foot. If you get interest based on a pickup line, then unless it's just the way you speak, go for it, you know? But that culture thing is not healthy as well.
No, I seriously agree. And if you ask any woman out there that's sort of conscious and sort of on that journey, they're going to say they don't want to be treated like that. I just want a real man to say hello.
Yeah,
Like
exactly.
women
And
actually,
it's,
like conscious
yeah.
women want that sort of man to walk over there and say, "Hey, how you doing?" Like,
It's they do like they,
yeah.
and in a world where that doesn't happen anymore, that stands out. Like if you want a woman, you
100%.
need to stand out from the crowd, right? Because there are men that want her, you know, it's just the way it is. You're gonna need to stand out and make a claim, you know, and you make a claim by doing something a little bit bold, you know, by walking up to someone in public that you don't know. That's pretty fucking courageous, and she'll see that, you know. She's either an idiot and she's gonna send you on your way. And with the fucking with a nasty remark, she's really kind and she'll send you on your way, which I'd appreciate, right? I'd be like, cool, she was really nice about that. She appreciated my efforts, and I'm walking away feeling good. Or she's gonna accept your offer, you know. So there's probably three potential outcomes. Online, you're gonna have either get ghosted,
Yeah.
you're gonna have, you know, oh, hey, look, I'm not available, you know, see you later, you know, and that's cool. Do your research maybe first. Don't just slide in and some random, you know, try and find out if they're with someone so you can be a bit more respectful.
Yeah.
But or you're going to get someone that's going to respond, you know, build relationships online. You know, that's something that we can have with social media. It is really good for that, you know. I've met my woman online, you know, and amazing.
That's awesome, bro. And that's another good, interesting topic too, is the whole online thing, right? Like, yeah, it's yeah, that's. Oh, I've got nothing to say now. That was just a really awesome thing. Yeah. So, yeah, Harley, that was an awesome sort of
Thank you,
podcast, that
bro.
one,
That was,
eh?
yeah, I really enjoyed that.
We went deep, didn't we?
Yeah, I
We
hope
need to get a woman on and have a chat about some stuff, I think.
it would be good.
Woman's perspective. Yeah, if there's any young women out there that are conscious that are doing their thing and want to appear on a collaborative podcast, Harley and I put a call out. Is
Yeah, fuck yeah.
there anything
Yeah.
else you'd like to share, Harley, before we wrap things up, mate? Anything on your mind that you sort of want to leave my viewers and listeners, and even someone's listening that are following you, with some a takeaway?
This is a journey. Like this place that we're living in is really tough. You
It
know,
is.
it's designed to sort of, it's sort of designed to rip you apart, you know, in some way, shape, or form. Like it's, no one's denying it. This place is a fucking hard place to be. just accept that. But yeah, be a bit more patient with yourself. Be a bit more loving of yourself. Because us men have sort of turned away from that.
We have.
Yeah, and we're not going to get to a place of true wholeness, which is what this journey is about, coming back home, which is here, you know, until we can return to love. So this whole chat, like this is part of that journey, you know, this is part of that journey home.
100%. That's a good way to finish. Harley, thank you. We might jump back on another call soon and get a woman on and do a round table. That was an
Yeah.
awesome podcast, man. Thank you so much for all you shared today. You've really turned yourself around. You're doing good things, man. Keep going. It's awesome.
Thank you. I
It's been the
appreciate it.
Breaking Free podcast. Nate Francis, Harley Gonzalez. We're out of here. Talk to you guys again soon. Cheers.